Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is the Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour, and we read 1/30 of the Holy Quran, and we'll get started right now, reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran, Sharif, and alhamdulillah, those messengers we endow with gifts, some above others. One of them Allah spoke, others He raised in degrees of honor. To Jesus, the Son of Mary, He gave clear signs and strengthened Him with the Holy Spirit. Allah so will, succeeding generations would not have fought among each other after clear signs had come to them. But they chose to wrangle, some believing, others rejected. If Allah had so will, they would not have fought each other, but Allah fulfilled His plan. Will ye believe, spend out of the bounties we have provided for you, before the day comes when no bargaining will avail, no friendship, no intercession. Those who reject faith, they are the wrongdoers. Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. No slumber can seize Him, nor sleep. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. Who is there that can intercede in His presence except as He permitteth? He knoweth what appeareth to His creatures as before or after or behind them. Nor shall they compass aught of His knowledge except as He willeth. His throne doth extend over the heavens and the earth, and He feeleth no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, for He is the Most High, the Supreme in glory. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what we got here. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold that never breaks. And Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Allah is the protector of those who have faith. From the depths of darkness He will lead them forth into light. Of those who reject faith, the patrons are the evil ones. From light they will lead them forth into the depths of darkness. They will be companions of the fire to dwell therein forever. Hast thou not turned thy vision to one who disputed with Abraham about his Lord, because Allah had granted him power? Abraham said, My Lord is He who giveth life and death. He said, I give life and death. Said Abraham, But it is Allah that causes the sun to rise from the east. Do thou then cause him to rise from the west? Thus was he confounded who in arrogance rejected faith. Nor doth Allah give guidance to a people unjust, or take the similitude of one who passed by a hamlet all in ruins to its roofs. He said, Oh, how shall Allah bring it ever to life? After this is death, but Allah caused him to die for 100 years, then raised him up again. He said, How long didst thou tarry? Thus, he said, Perhaps a day or part of a day. He said, Nay, thou hast tarried 100 years. But look at thy food and thy drink. They show no signs of age. And look at thy donkey, and that we may make of thee a sign unto the people. Look further at the bones, how we bring them together and clothe them with flesh. When this was shown clearly to him, he said, I know that Allah has power over all things. Excuse me one second. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Behold, Abraham said, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead. He said, Dost thou not then believe? He said, Yea, but to satisfy my own understanding, he said, take four birds, tame them to turn to thee, put a portion of them on every hill and call to them. They will come to thee, flying with speed. We know that Allah is also in power wise. The parable of those who spend their substance in the way of Allah is that of a grain. It groweth 7 ears, and each ear hath 100 grains. Allah giveth manifold increase to whom he pleases, and Allah careth for all, and he knows all things. Those who spend their substance in the cause of Allah follow not up their gifts which remind us of their generosity, or with injury for them. The reward is with their Lord. Of them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Kind words and covering of faults are better than charity followed by injury. Allah is free of all wants, and he is most forbearing. For you believe, counsel not your charity by reminders of your generosity or by injury, like those who spend their substance to be seen of men. But believe neither in Allah nor in the last day. They are in parable like a hard, barren rock on which is a little soil in it. And a little soil on it falls heavy rain, which leaves it just a bare stone. They will be able to do nothing without they have learned. And Allah guides not those who reject faith. The likeness of those who spend their substance seeking to please Allah to strengthen their soul is as a garden high and fertile. Every rain falls on it, but makes it yield a double increase of harvest. And if it receives not heavy rain, a little moisture suffices it. Allah says, well, whatever you do, does any of you wish that he should have a garden with date palms and vines and streams flowing underneath and all kinds of fruit while he is stricken with old age and his children are not strong enough to look after themselves, that it should be caught in a whirlwind with fire therein and be burned up? Thus does Allah make clear to you its sign that you may consider. O ye believe, give of the good things which ye have honorably earned, and the fruits of the earth which we have produced for you, do not even aim at getting anything which is bad, in order that out of it you may give away something. And ye yourselves would not receive it except with closed eyes, and know that Allah is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. The evil one threatens you with poverty and bids you to conduct unseemly. Allah promises you his forgiveness and bounties, and Allah cares for all. He knows all things. He granted wisdom to whom he pleases, and he to whom wisdom is granted receiveth indeed a benefit overflowing. But none will grasp the message but men of understanding. And whatever ye spend in charity or devotion, be sure Allah knows it all. But the wrongdoers have no helpers. If you disclose acts of charity, even so it is well. But if you conceal them and make them reach those really in need, that is best for you. It will remove from you some of the evil stains of evil, and Allah is well acquainted with what you do. Billahi min shaitan rajim. Billahi min shaitan rajim. La ilaha illallah. It is not required of thee, O messenger, to set them on the right path, but Allah sets on the right path whom he pleases. Whatever good you give benefits your own soul, and shall only do so seeking the face of Allah. Whatever good you give shall be meted back to you, and ye shall not be dealt with unjustly. Charity is for those in need who in Allah's cause are restricted from travel and cannot move about in the land seeking for trade or work. The ignorant man thinks because of their modesty that they are free from want. Thou shalt know them by their unfailing mark. They beg not importunately from all and sundry, and whatever good you give, be sure Allah knoweth it well. those who in charity spend of their goods by night and by day, in secret and public, have the reward with the Lord. Of them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who devour usury will not stand, except as stands one whom the evil one by his touch has driven to madness. That is because they say trade is like usury. But Allah has permitted trade and forbidden usury. Those who, after receiving direction from their Lord, desist, shall be pardoned for the past. Their cases for Allah to judge. But those who repeat the offense are companions of the fire. They will abide therein forever. Allah will deprive usury of all growth, but will give increase for deeds of charity, for he loveth not. He loveth not creatures ungrateful and wicked. Those who believe and do deeds of righteousness and establish regular prayers and regular charity will have the reward with the Lord. Of them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. For you believe, fear Allah, and give up for the remainder of your demand for usury, if you are indeed believers. If you do it not, take notice of war from Allah and his messenger. But if ye turn back, you shall have your countless son. Deal not unjustly, you shall not be dealt with unjustly. If the debtor is in a difficulty, grant him time till it is easy for him to repay. But if you remit it by way of charity, that is best for you, if you only know. And fear the day when you shall be brought back to Allah. Then shall every soul be paid what it earns, and none shall be dealt with unjustly. When you believe, when you deal with each other in transactions involving future obligation, the fixed period of time, reduce them to writing. Let a scribe write down faithfully as between the parties. Let not the scribe refuse to write as Allah has taught him. So let him write. Let him who incurs the liability dictate. Let him fear the Lord, his Lord, Allah, and not diminish aught for what he owes. Is a party liable, merely deficient or weak, unstable himself to dictate? Let his party dictate faithfully. And get two witnesses out of your own men. But if there are not two men, then a man and two women, such as you choose for witness, so that if one of them errs, the others can remind her. Witness should not refuse when they are called on for evidence. Abstain not to reduce to writing your contract for a future period, whether it be small or big, is just in the sight of Allah, more suitable as evidence and more convenient to prevent doubts among yourselves. But if it be a transaction which you carry out on the spot among yourselves, there is no blame on you. You reduce it not to writing. Take witness whenever you make a commercial contract, and let neither scribe nor witness suffer harm. If you do such harm, it should be wickedness. It would be wickedness in you. So fear Allah, for it is Allah that reaches you, and Allah is well acquainted with all things. If you are on a journey and cannot find a scribe or pledge your position, may serve the purpose. And if one of you deposits a thing on trust with another, let the trustee faithfully discharge his trust and let him fear his Lord. Conceal not evidence, for whoever conceals it, his heart is tainted with sin. And Allah knoweth all that you do. To Allah belong all that is in the heavens and on earth, whether ye show what is in your mind or conceal it, Allah calls you to account for it. He forgives whom he pleases and punishes whom he pleases. For Allah has power over all things. The messenger believeth in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the men of faith. Each one of them believeth in Allah, his angels, his book, and his messenger. We make no distinction, they say, between one and another or his messenger. They say, we hear and we obey. We seek thy forgiveness, our Lord, and to thee is the end of all journeys. On no soul does Allah place a burden greater than it can bear. It gets every good that it earns and it suffers every ill that it earns. Pray, our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall to error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden like that which thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden greater than we have strength to bear. Blot out our sins and grant us forgiveness. Have mercy on us. God, our protector, help us against those who stand against faith sometimes. But I miss your Tamarjim. Alim Lam means, Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the self-subsisting, eternal. This He who sent down to thee step by step in truth, the book referring what went before it. And he sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind. He sent down the criteria and the judgment between right and wrong. And those who reject faith and the signs of Allah will suffer the severest penalty. Allah is exalted in life and all the retribution. From Allah, verily, nothing is hidden on earth or in the heavens. He it is who shakes you in the womb as it pleases. There is no God but He, exalted in life and wise. He it is who sent down to thee the book, and it are verses basic or fundamental established meaning. They are the foundation of the book. Others are not well established, meaning. But those whose hearts are subversive follow the part thereof that is not of well established meaning, seeking discord and searching for its hidden meanings. But no one knows its true meaning except Allah, and those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, we believe in the book. The whole of it is from our Lord, and none who grasp the message except men of understanding. Our Lord, they say, let not our hearts deviate. Now, after thou hast guided us, we grant us mercy from thine own presence, for thou art the granter of bounties without measure. Our Lord, thou art he that will gather mankind together against a day about which there is no doubt. For Allah never fails in His promise. Those who reject faith, neither their possession nor their numerous progeny will avail them aught against Allah. They are themselves a fuel for the fire. Their plight will be no better than that of the people of Pharaoh and their predecessors. They denied our signs, and Allah called them to account for their sins, for Allah is strict in punishment. Say to those who reject faith, soon will ye be vanquished and gathered together in hell, an evil bed indeed to lie on. There has already been for you a sign in the two armies that met in combat. One was fighting in the cause of Allah, the other resisting Allah. These saw with their own eyes twice their number, but Allah does support with his aid whom He pleases. And this is a sign for such as have eyes to see. Fear in the eyes of men is the love of things they covet. Women and sons heaped up hoards of gold and silver. Horses branded for blood and excrement. A wealth of cattle, a wealth of land. Such are the possession of this world's like. But a nearness to Allah is the best of the goals to return to. Say, shall I give you glad tidings of things far better than those? For the righteous are our gardens and nearness to the Lord. with rivers flowing beneath. Herein is their eternal home with companions pure and holy. The good treasure of Allah, for in Allah's sight are all his servants, namely those who say, Our Lord, we have indeed believed. Forgive us then our sins and save us from the agony of the fire. Those who show patience, firmness, and self-control, who are true in word and deed, who worship devoutly, who spend in the way of Allah, who pray for forgiveness in the early hours of the morning. There is no God but He. That is the witness of Allah, His angels, and those who deal with knowledge, standing firm on justice. There is no God but He, who exalts in power the wise. The religion for Allah is Islam, submission to His will. Nor do the people of the book dissent therefrom, except through envy of each other, that the knowledge had come to them. But if any deny the signs of Allah, Allah is swift in calling to account. So if they dispute with thee, say, I have submitted my whole self to Allah, and so have those who follow me. And say to the people of the book, to those who are unlearned, do you also submit yourself? If they do, they are in right guidance. If they turn back, thy duty is to convey the message, and in Allah's sight are all his servants. Those deny the signs of Allah and the defiance of right, slay the prophets. Say those who teach just dealing with mankind and not to them a grievous penalty. They are those whose works will bear no fruit in this world and hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help. Thou shalt not turn thy vision to those who have been given a portion of the book. They are invited to the book of Allah to settle the dispute, but a party of them turn back and decline the arbitration. This because they say the fire shall not touch us but for a few number of days. But the forgeries deceive them as to their own religion. But how will they fare when we gather them together against a day about which there is no doubt? And each soul will be paid out for what it has earned without favor or injustice. Say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, Thou hast given power to whom Thou pleases, and Thou hast stricken the power from whom Thou pleases. Thou endurest with honor whom Thou pleases, and Thou bringest low whom Thou pleases. In Thy hand is all good. Verily over all things Thou hast power. Thou causest the night to gain on the day, and Thou causest the day to gain on the night. Thou bringest the living out of the dead, and Thou bringest the dead out of the living. And Thou givest sustenance to whom Thou pleasest without measure. Let not the believers take for protectors believers rather than believers. Let not the believers take for protectors unbelievers rather than believers. If any do that, in nothing will there be help from Allah except by way of precaution, that ye may guard yourself from them. But Allah cautions you to remember Himself. For the final goal is to Allah. Say, whether ye hide what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knows it all. He knows what is in the heavens and what is on earth. Allah is power over all things. On the day when every soul will be confronted with all the good it has done and all the evil it has done, it will wish there were a great distance between it and its evil. And Allah causes you to remember Himself, and Allah is full of kindness to those who serve Him. Say, if you do love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you, forgive you your sins. Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. Say, obey Allah and His messenger. If they turn back, Allah loves not those who reject faith. Allah did choose Adam and Noah, the family of Abraham and the family of Imran above all people, offspring one of the other, and Allah heareth and knoweth all things. Behold, Then the wife of Imran said, O my Lord, I do dedicate unto thee what is in my womb for thy special service. So accept this of me, for thou hearest and knowest all things. When she was delivered, she said, O my Lord, behold, I am delivered of a female child. Allah knew best what she brought forth. In no wise is the male like the female. I have named her Mary, and I commend her and her offspring to thy protection from the evil one, the rejected. Right gracious did her Lord accept her. He made her grow in purity and beauty to the care of Zechariah, where she is signed. Every time that he entered her chamber to see her, he found her supplied with sustenance. He said, O Mary, whence comes this to you? She said, from Allah, for Allah provides sustenance to whom he pleases without measure. There did Zechariah pray to his Lord, saying, O my Lord, grant unto me from thee a prodigy that is pure, for thou art he that heareth prayer. The light may shall tell again. While he was standing in prayer in the chamber, the angels called unto him, Allah doth give thee glad tidings of Allah, which is the truth, and a word from Allah, besides noble change and a prophet of the goodly company of the righteous. He said, O my Lord, I shall have a son, seeing that I am very old, my wife is barren. Thus was the answer, doth Allah accomplish what he willeth? He said, O my Lord, give me a sign. That sign were the answer that shall be that thou shalt speak to no man for 3 days, but with signals, and celebrate the praises of thy Lord again and again, and glorify him in the evening and in the morning. Behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah hath chosen thee and purified thee, chosen thee above the women of all nations. O Mary, worship thy Lord devoutly, prostrate thyself and bow down in prayer to those who bow down, with those who bow down. This is part of the tidings of the things unseen, which we reveal unto thee, O prophet, by inspiration. Thou wast not with them when they cast lots with arrows, as to which of them should be charged with the care of Mary, nor wast thou with them when they disputed the point. Behold, the angel said, O Mary, Allah giveth thee glad tidings of a word from him. His name will be Christ Jesus, the Son of Mary, held in honor in this world and the hereafter, of the company of those who nearest to Allah. He shall speak to the people in cradle and in maturity. He shall be of the company of the righteous. She said, O my Lord, how shall I have a son? For no man hath touched me. He said, even so, Allah created what he willeth. When he hath decreed a plan, he must say it to it be, and it is. And Allah will teach him the book of the wisdom, the law, and the gospel, and appoint him a messenger to the children of Israel with this message. I have come to you with this sign from you, the Lord, that I make for you out of clay the figure of a bird, and breathe into it. Then comes a bird by Allah's leave, and I heal those born blind and lepers, and I quicken the dead by Allah's leave, and I declare to you what ye eat and what ye store in your home. Surely there is a sign for you if ye did believe. I have come to you to attest the law which was before me, and to make lawful to you part of what was before forbidden to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, so fear Allah and obey me. It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord, then worship him. It's the way that is straight. When Jesus found unbelief on their part, he said, who will be my helpers to the work of Allah? Said the disciples, we are Allah's helpers. We believe in Allah. And do thou bear witness that we are Muslims. our Lord, we believe in what thou hast revealed, and we follow the messenger that write us down among those who bear witness. And the unbelievers plotted and planned, and Allah too planned, and the best of planners is Allah. Behold, Allah said, O Jesus, I will take thee and raise thee to myself. Hear thee of the falsehoods of those who blaspheme. I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith. For the day of resurrection, then shall ye all return unto me, and I will judge between you of the matters wherein you dispute. As to those who reject faith, I will punish them with a terrible agony in this world and in the hereafter. Nor will they have anyone to help. For those who believe the word righteousness, Allah will save them in full the reward. But Allah loves not those who do wrong. This is what we rehearse unto thee of the signs of the message of wisdom. The similitude of Jesus, who Allah is that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, be, and he was. The truth comes from thy Lord alone, so be not of those who doubt. If anyone disputes in this matter with thee, now after the full knowledge hath come to thee, say, come, let us gather together our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, and let us earnestly pray and invoke the curse of Allah on those who lie. This is the true account. There is no God except Allah, and Allah, he is indeed exalted in the power of the wise. But if they turn back, Allah hath full knowledge of those who do mischief. They, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, that we associate no party with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than Allah. If then they turn back, say, bear witness that we at least are Muslims bound to Allah's will. People of the book, why disputes you about Abraham when the law and the gospel were not revealed till after him? Have you no understanding? Ye are those who fail to dispute him, even in matters of which ye had some knowledge. But why disputes ye the matters of which ye have no knowledge? It is Allah who knows, and ye know not. Abraham was not a Jew, nor yet a Christian, but he was true in faith and bowed his will to Allah, which is Islam, and he joined not God with Allah. Without doubt among men, nearest of kin to Abraham and those who follow him, as are also this prophet and those who believe in Allah is protector of those who have faith. It is the wish of a section of people of the book to lead you astray, but they shall lead astray, not you, but themselves, and they do not perceive. Ye people of the book, why reject ye the sign of Allah, of which ye are yourselves witnesses? Ye people of the book, why do you clothe truth with falsehood and conceal the truth while ye have knowledge? Six of the people of the book say, Believe in the morning what is revealed to the believers, and reject it at the end of the day, perchance they may themselves turn back to the truth. Believe no one unless he follows your religion. Say, true guidance is the guidance of Allah. Fear ye, as the revelation be sent to someone else, like unto that which was sent unto you, or that those receiving such revelation should engage your alignment for your Lord. They are all bounties are in the hand of Allah. He granted them to whom he pleases. So Allah care for all, and he knoweth all things. For his mercy, he specially chooses whom he pleases, for Allah is Lord of bounties unbounded. Among the people of the book, are some who, if entrusted with a heart of gold, will readily pay it back. Others who, if entrusted with a single silver coin, will not repay it unless thou constantly stoodest demanding, because they say there is no call on us to keep faith with those ignorant pagans. If they tell a lie against Allah, then well they know it. Nay, those who keep their plighted faith and act aright, verily Allah loves those who act aright. To those who sell the faith they owe to Allah, their own plighted word, for a small price they shall have no portion in the hereafter, nor will Allah deign to speak to them or look at them on the day of judgment. Nor will he cleanse them of sin. They shall have a grievous penalty. There is among them a person who distort the book with their tongue as they read, and you would think it is part of the book, prison. No part of the book. They say that is from Allah, but it is not. But it is not from Allah. It is they who tell the lie against Allah. Well, they know it. It is not possible that a man to whom was given the book and wisdom that accomplishes say to people, "Be my worshippers rather than Allah." On the contrary, he would say, "Be worshipers of him who is truly the church of all. Ye have taught the book and ye have studied it earnestly. Nor would he instruct you to take angels and prophets for lords and patrons. What would he bid you to unbelief after ye have bowed your will to Allah in Islam? Behold, Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, I give you a book of wisdom. Then comes to you a messenger confirming what is with you. Do you believe in him and render him help? Allah said, do you agree? Take this. Do you agree and take this, my covenant, as binding on you? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness. I am with you among the witnesses. But if any turn back after this, they are perverted transgressors. They seek for other than the religion of Allah, while all creatures of the heavens on earth have willing or unwilling bowed to his will and accepted Islam. To him shall they all be brought back. They will believe in Allah and what has been revealed to us and what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and the book given to Moses, Jesus, and the prophets from their Lord, who made no distinction between one and another among them, and to Allah, do we bow our will in Islam. If anyone desires to live other than Islam, submission to Allah never was being accepted of him. In the hereafter, he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good. How shall Allah guide those who reject faith after they accepted it and bore witness that the messenger was true and that clear signs have come unto them? But Allah guides not a people unjust. Of such, the reward is that on them rests the curse of Allah and the dangers of all mankind. In that where they dwell, nor will their penalty be lightened, nor respite be their lot. So for those that repent after that and make amends for fairly allowed all forgiving, most merciful. And those who reject faith after they accepted it and then go on adding to their defiance of faith, never will their repentance be accepted, for they are those who have for said purpose gone astray. It is those who reject faith and die rejecting never would be accepted from any such as much as the earth contains you. That's the eternal gene. That's to those who reject faith and die rejecting never would be accepted from any such as much gold as the earth contains, so they should offer it for ransom. For such is in store a penalty grievous, and they will find no helpers. By no means shall ye attain righteousness unless ye give freely of that which ye love. Whatever ye give of a truth, Allah knoweth it well. Thank you.